Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa School of Social Work, offering the opportunity to earn a master's degree from anywhere in Iowa, including an all-online MSW program. Information at socialwork.uiowa.edu.
To another community hit hard by this powerful storm, Grinnell, Iowa, still working to remove debris and restore power, take care of residents. Grinnell Mayor Dan Agnew is here. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Charity. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for being here. So describe the situation in Grinnell for us. I think it's hard when you weren't in the path of destruction of this storm to really understand how devastating it was in some places.
Literally every street was blocked in town, between trees down and power lines down, across vehicles, et cetera, trying to keep people safe. We went through several hours where it just immobilized the community. Once we got our resources and power lines shut off so that people were safe, we were able to get end loaders out, get trees moved off the streets, eventually get traffic moving through our main highways, Highway 6, which runs east and west through Grinnell, and Highway 146, which runs north and south through Grinnell. So we were able to open those up, and eventually before the I would say in the first 24 hours, get most of the streets in town opened up. There were some that weren't open, at least blocks, several areas, but we were probably till about Wednesday, and then we were able to get those opened up. But that it was a massive thing. Amazing that primarily what we noticed were pine trees and oak trees. Big old solid oak trees were the ones that were taken down more often than anything else.
And Grinnell is a town of about 10,000 people.
Correct.
Tell me how the process of restoring power has gone. Are you almost fully restored?
Yes. As of last night, I think we were close to 80%. I think we'll be at the 90% today, maybe even a little more than that. We're down now to areas of the town which depend on one transformer that has to be put back on a pole. Maybe it's a half a dozen houses hooked to that transformer. The power lines leading to the houses, which, you know, they're part of the power line is a responsibility of Alliant Energy, and part of it is the homeowner trying to determine before they turn power on if it's adequate that they can do that safely. So an interesting story, Charity. Last night we had our city council meeting. Five of our six city council members still did not have electricity as of last night.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, but they're coming. It's smaller pockets in the community, and it's all over the community, not just in one location anymore. So it's coming back. Alliant has just done a fantastic job. Our city crews have done a fantastic job. We've had to contract for an out-of-state firm to come in to help us clear the streets. And we're telling people, get the trees to the curbside, and we will, and branches, anything, we will pick those up. Our phase one, if you will, to get through the entire town and pick up as much as we can with our crews and these contracted crews. We hope to be done by Sunday with phase one. Then Monday, they'll start what we call phase two. That's kind of a cleanup of things that came afterwards, or people didn't get everything to the street this week. And then once we're done with that, the contracted crews will leave, and then it'll be the property owner's responsibility. We've got a brush dump that we're not charging if people haul things out there. We've been putting things on Facebook and other communications explaining this electrical hookup situation, who's responsible, talking about who's responsible when a tree falls, whether it comes from the parking or the private property, and it lands on a house, contacting their insurance agents. We've talked about how the brush is going to be cleaned up. Our crews have, we've got three major parks in town, Central Park. We got that cleared up, got it back so people could start using it if they had to be outside and didn't have air conditioning, which most people didn't for almost a week. We have a Merrill Park, which is a huge, big park with a ball field, and it's an older park. And then one near one of our school districts, Bailey Park, and they're finishing that up today. In addition to that, we got the cemetery cleaned up as of yesterday.
Wow.
So it's been a massive movement of people, volunteers. You would not believe the neighborhoods came together themselves and started working with their neighbors. Everybody helped. People from friends and people maybe who only lived here a few years, Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, came swinging in with their chainsaws and went to work, you know, brought their pickups and started hauling brush and stuff for people. It really is a community pulling together.
How did your schools and other public buildings come through?
They were damaged. All of those were. It had various forms of damage. Fortunately, our school board is meeting, and we've pushed back. It looks like we've pushed back the starting date to September 8th now, which because of the COVID situation originally, but now with the damage to the buildings, that'll give them a little better starting time.
So look to the future. I mean, people have really come together and pulled through this, but what do you see as the long-term projects that Grinnell is going to be facing because of this storm?
Well, I think, if you just take the storm itself, there's going to be a lot of construction going on, individual homes, commercial businesses that were damaged in the process, get through the insurance mechanism, determine with this proclamation, if you will, for federal disaster relief to get where some money may be coming back to help with that. That'll be about 80% of some of the costs, but at least it'll help. I think long term, the community has always been one that pulled together, and it included Grinnell College as well. They even set up a community shelter where people could go take hot showers or even stay overnight if they needed to. We had community meals going on. So I think the community has always been very self-sufficient in that way and helping one another, and it'll continue with that. I really do. I look for the future to be very, very bright for the community. I don't see this as a negative swing at the community. I think it reinforced our neighbors, our relationships with one another.
A lot of people are bracing themselves to see what this storm and recovery brings in a week or 2 weeks as far as COVID-19. Are you worried about a spike in cases?
There's always that potential. Yes, I, to say I'm worried about it, no. To say I anticipate there will be, yes.
And
I think there will be.
I know that you're with the city, not with the college, but how badly has this impacted Grinnell College?
It has impacted them. Now, their starting time for their classes this fall, they're going to be in a reduced number of students this fall. Working primarily online with most of them. And then the next load of students won't come in and start classes until October. And then we'll see a larger number returning potentially. But they've got damaged buildings. They've got trees down, lines down. I think they're fully back online on power now, but I wouldn't swear to that because there may be some pockets even on the college campus that don't have power. But they're pretty self-sufficient, and we work well with them. The community and the college work well together here.
Well, Mayor Dan Agnew, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Dan Agnew is the mayor of Grinnell, Iowa. We've been checking in with some of the other communities that have been impacted by derecho 2020. Of course, damage across a wide swath of Iowa. And of course, a large portion of our coverage has been focusing on Linn County, where the devastation is just so enormous. You can find out more about what's going on in recovery and all kinds of things at our website, iowapublicradio.org. Of course, our coverage will continue. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.